That's why every praise belongs to our God.
Yes.
Amen.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is to God. Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise
is to our God our Savior, God our Healer, God our Deliverer.
Trying to a little bit.
All right now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
As long as you were trying.
Amen.
That's all right.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody glad to still be here?
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, make some noise Jesus. Up in your house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Rejoice and be glad that we are still alive.
Amen.
We should have been called out this week.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank
you, Jesus.
God has spared us yet another week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another Lord's day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are short on our praise.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Glorify God because he's worthy
praise.
Of our praise.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. We cannot do
nothing.
Praise him. Enough or too much.
Amen. That's right.
We're always short on our praise. We're always lagging behind.
Yes.
Amen.
God, that he has allowed us to be here and to come together one more time on Zoom.
Yes, sir.
He has taken us through trials and tribulations through the week, heartaches, pain and joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God has delivered as he said he would in his holy word. Praise God. So we praise God for you. And we praise God for God being God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The best thing that ever happened to us.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And he's always looking out for our good.
Yes, Lord.
Everything is working together.
My Lord.
Good to them that love God.
Hallelujah.
This is the 31st day of the year.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
So we made it into 31 days.
Amen.
2021.
Thank you, God.
So we're grateful for 31 days.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. And a few hours, the Lord will continue to tarry. We'll be into the first day of the second month.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He is moving on by. And we don't want to be left in vain. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
And not to have given God his just due.
Amen.
We praise God. So the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Stand within thy gate, O Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So we praise God. Hallelujah. And we may not be in his, in the sanctuary we built for him, but we're still in his temple, because we are his temple.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen. We are his, he's in us, and we are in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we don't have to, it's good that we can get together, because he asked us to, not to forsake ourselves to come together.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when we can't come together physically, we can do it this way.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the time will come when we'll be able to gather without all the hectic that's going on around. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to I got the book of John, St. John, 8th chapter.
What verse is that?
36.
Okay.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence saying thank you because you are blessed and kept us yet another week. We come down to start your worship and praise service. Yes, Lord, in the name because you're worthy of our praise. We pray that thou will continue to bless us in our going and our coming. In the name of Jesus, bless us in our up and our down. Continue to heal us and protect us from all kinds of diseases in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Yes, Lord.
God, protect us on the highway and and wherever we go. Keep a loving arm of protection all about us in the name of Jesus. Don't let anything happen to us out of thy will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray now that thou bless this Zoom service that we are entering into now. Sanctify it for your glory and honor and honor for this cause. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you now for doing it for us. And we give you glory and we give you honor. We give you the praise.
My Lord.
Amen.
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 All right. St. John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Amen.
And what to on this subject, have you been, are you made free? Mm-hmm. You made free. It's one thing to we need to know about this is that what freedom means. To be free.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have anything to hinder you, anything to hold you back.
That's right.
Okay, anything to keep you from doing what you are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are free.
My Lord.
In Christ. Okay. You are free to do what God has given you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
And no man, as the song said, can hinder you.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Being able to accomplish things that God has given you to accomplish. We've been made free, and yet we still keep ourselves bound.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you the liberty to do the thing that of him.
Mm-hmm.
And that he has assigned to your hand to do.
Okay,
and as we have been saying, as we run into obstacles along the way,
mm-hmm.
we tend to allow those things to hinder us from going forward. We are held bound by, in a way of speaking, by the pandemic. Okay. But even in this condition, you still can be free.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, your freedom comes from within.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you. The scripture said that he shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And being made free and being set free,
mm-hmm.
it's two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To be set free, that means someone had to have you incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Bound by some way or another.
Yes, my Lord.
Either bound by chains holding you,
mm-hmm.
bound by balls holding you, bound by something that will keep you and limit your movement.
Amen.
In this case, your movement in the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you've been set free,
mm-hmm.
that means that they can at any time bound you again.
Yes.
Okay. And what we're saying here is that we can be free.
Mm-hmm.
But we let other people, what they do,
yes.
really has nothing to do with you.
That's true.
But you let that, what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
bound you from doing what you need to do.
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Bound you from having your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Bound you from having your peace.
Yes.
Bound you from having things that God has for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are free to do all those things. And not because somebody has set you free, but because God made you free.
Mm-hmm.
When you're made free,
uh-huh.
can't nobody bound that.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Now, Jesus said, you shall know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is God's word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know that, then you can stay free.
Mm-hmm.
God, the word tell you how to stay free. Trying to get Brother Austin in. Galatians 5
mm-hmm.
tells us to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Mm-hmm.
And be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
Stand fast.
Mm-hmm.
Be still.
Yes.
Stay in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in the word and God will stay in you. John 15 says, abide in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word will abide in you. Abide in him and he will abide in you.
Yes, thank you, God.
Okay, he is the word of God.
Yes.
So if you stay with what he is telling you, no, nothing will ever again found you. Stay in the word.
Mm-hmm.
The word has made you free. It said, therefore, in the liberty, stay fast in the liberty wherewith you have Christ has made you free. So he has made you free. And then we'll go around bounding ourselves.
Amen.
My Lord.
We allow other people to ruin our day,
mm-hmm.
ruin our lives.
Yes.
Because you allow them to control you without them even doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You walking around miserable, and they are walking around joyfully.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And you can't stand what they're doing. But you got to realize that Christ made you free and not them.
My Lord.
He made you free.
Yes, he did.
To do as he desired for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
He tells us to be joyful all the time.
Yes.
Man.
Okay. And the reason he tells us to be joyful all the time is because he knows that the joy of the Lord
is our strength.
Is your strength.
Amen. Amen.
And joy comes from the Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Joy does not come from people.
Right.
Joy does not come from things that you may accumulate in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Joy comes from the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will give you perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
Okay. And the perfect peace, you can't ask for nothing better.
No, you can't.
Perfect peace, you got joy. You got mm-hmm. perfect peace, you got happiness. You got perfect peace, you got peace. You got imperfect peace, you got everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blessed day every day.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
No matter what's going on in the day.
Uh-huh.
Because your joy is not in the day.
That's right.
For the joy is in the one that made the day.
Amen. Hey, praise
God. That is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God Almighty. He has made you free.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
My Lord.
And he will deliver. He will.
He will.
Yes. Make everything all right.
Yes, he will.
If you allow him to keep your faith in him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. He said he would and know that he will.
Amen.
Okay. That's then knowing the word.
Uh-huh.
And the word will make you free. Free.
Yes.
Nobody had to set you free.
Uh-uh.
You made free by the word.
Mm-hmm.
That is by obeying that word.
My Lord.
Not just reading it. Not just quoting it, but applying it in your daily walk, applying it in your daily talk, applying it in your daily look, applying it in everything that you do throughout the day. Okay? And that's every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Okay. We got the loop. We like what the word says. If you're going to follow Jesus, you got to deny self.
That's right.
Self will keep you bound down.
Amen. That's right.
Bound up.
Yes.
Held up. Tangled up.
Yep.
Messed up.
Yep.
Kicked up. Knocked out.
Yes.
Self
yes.
will keep you in all those bad moods.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the truth, again, the truth is the word of God. Paul says, stand fast in it, in those liberties that where Christ has made you free.
Amen.
And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
Okay. Don't let nothing hinder you again. Don't let nothing steal your joy again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Behold, Paul said, he's saying to you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. If you're going to just live by the law, that's not going to profit you nothing.
Nothing.
And cut everything else away.
Amen.
Okay. You got to live by grace. Which has come through the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, and grace is God. Okay, it's merciful. And we got to have mercy for others. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is also a debtor to the whole law.
My Lord.
You can't just keep one law.
You got to keep them all.
Okay, you got to keep them all if you're going to live by the law. Now, if you're going to live by grace, you got to start living by what the law says.
Amen.
Because grace will cover all the laws.
Yes, it does.
Amen.
Now, you don't have to worry about which one is which. If you're living by grace, grace covers the whole law. Okay. And keep you in a position where you're ready to meet the Lord all the time.
Yes, slow.
Grace calls you to love people.
Amen.
The way you ought to love people.
Amen.
Grace calls you to not wish in the evil on anyone. See no evil, hear no evil.
Yes, right.
Grace sees nothing but love.
Yes.
Okay, because grace is love.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
It's love that you did not deserve.
Right.
You did not deserve.
Amen.
It's love that you do not own.
Yeah, yes.
It is love. Grace. Okay. Has no special place. Grace loves everybody.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who they are, no matter what they do. Okay. So, if you're going to live by the law, you're going to be judged by the law.
Amen.
And if you judge by the law, you're guilty of one law, you're guilty of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But grace was given to us by Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that where sin abounds, and it's where sin exists and get bigger, grace does even more to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because man cannot live by the law.
That's right.
And keep them perfect all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the wages of sin is death. Okay. Okay. But the gift of God is eternal life. So Christ, if you're gonna live by the law and not live by the whole law, Christ has become a non-effect to you.
My
if you live by the law, that means that you're not living by what Christ come to do. He didn't come to make you free.
No, he didn't.
Because you're still bound by the law.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. But if you're going to live by grace, then what Christ done for you works and is effective. Mm-hmm. If you live by the law, what he came to do for you was of none effect.
Mm-hmm.
And whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're going to go by the law, you don't have grace.
Mm-hmm.
You are fallen from grace. All right? So, you need to take note.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That either you're going to be under grace,
my Lord,
or be under the law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you love one another, you're going to keep all those commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. For we through the Spirit walk, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
Mm-hmm.
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
No.
So there it is again. It's love is the thing that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when we have that perfect love, everything else falls in line.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Paul said, you did run well.
Uh-huh.
Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? All right. You were doing well. But somehow, in some way down the road, somebody did something that caused you to slow back in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah.
And it called you to stop wondering. The authentic certificate of the Lord. And somebody down the road. Has called you to stumble and fall.
Well, my Lord.
And cause you thought you loved everybody until somebody done something.
Amen. Yeah.
That ruffled your feathers and caused you to now have some ill feeling against that person. So who is it? Or what is it in your life keeping you from accepting grace for everybody? Because if you don't have grace for other people, then you don't have grace for yourself. You don't get no grace.
You don't.
Okay. You do unto others that you have them to do unto you.
Mm-hmm.
This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you.
Mm-hmm.
That a little leaven leaven the whole lump.
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, saying that I don't really hate him,
mm-hmm.
but I just kind of don't seem to love him like I ought to. Mm-hmm. That's a little leaven. The whole thing's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And can't, you can't have a little bit of hatred.
Huh.
You got to have love. Love yes, replace yes. all of it.
All of it, my Lord.
Can't say I forgive you and but I won't forget it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to also forget it.
That's right,
we're my Lord. About forgetting it mentally.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about forgetting it, that it caused you to feel ill.
Mm-hmm.
You have ill feelings against that individual.
My Lord.
Okay. You may still remember, but you love them even more.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to let that hinder you from giving them the full benefit.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
No. My Lord.
And brethren,
mm-hmm.
he said, if I yet preach circumcision, why do you yet suffer persecution?
Mm.
Okay. Then is this offense of the cross ceased.
Mm-hmm.
And would that you were all cut off which troubled you. If you cut all those things off that trouble you, allow love to take over.
Mm-hmm.
You can run a much better race.
My Lord.
You run with swiftness.
Mm-hmm.
Power, joy, hope,
yeah.
and love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are his people. We are the sheep of his fold.
Yes.
Okay. Well, brother man, you have been called into liberty.
Yes.
God has called you out of bondage.
Uh-huh.
He called you into freedom.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
He's giving you liberty.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, just because you don't have no laws to obey, don't only use this liberty for an occasion to the flesh.
My Lord.
Don't allow your liberty, let the flesh mm-hmm. guide you into things you ought not be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But by love, serve one another.
Mm-hmm.
By love, serve one another.
Yes, amen. Glory be to God.
You can't have this feeling that I'm being used.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm tired of giving.
Mm-hmm.
You have so you can give.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. You could have been in on the shoe could be on the other feet.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Causing you to be the one in need.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. You're not in a position where you're blessed to give.
Uh-huh.
Right. Amen.
But be thankful that you got it to give.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Not the one waiting for somebody to give you something.
Amen.
Uh-huh. So all the law is fulfilled in one word.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
Amen.
All.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th verse said, all of the law is fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
In one word. And that word is love.
Love.
Thou shalt yep. love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
But if ye if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed.
Yes.
One of another.
Yes. Now, Lord, glory be to God.
People consume your day.
Yes.
You haven't even seen them, but you worrying about them and talking about them and vivid about them and complaining about them all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They call you, they ain't seen you, you haven't heard them, you just got up with them on your mind, and
yes,
you just couldn't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't let them consume you up.
That's right, my Lord.
Let your love cancel that debt.
Uh-huh.
Let your love cancel that need. Let your love cancel that want is really not a need.
Mm-hmm.
Let love
satisfy
your shortcomings.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
All right, so stop worrying about them making something out of you that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
They can't make nothing out of you. Only God can make things out of you.
That's right. That's right, my Lord.
So, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
Mm-hmm.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Stay in the Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Deny self.
Mm-hmm.
Take up your cross.
And follow me.
And follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another.
Amen.
And that ye cannot do the things that you would. For the flesh is working on you and against the Spirit.
My Lord.
And it's keeping you from doing what God given you to do.
And yes.
What God has also desired for you to do.
My Lord.
Because we will please that flesh, but we please the Spirit.
Yeah.
Right? And if you do that, you become the servant of sin.
My Lord.
You're bound by it.
Uh-huh.
And going back to John 8. And one. Then Jesus said, then said Jesus to those Jews, believe on him. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you continue, and if you, that is, if you remain in the word, continue to do what the word says do, no matter what come up, you stick with the word.
Amen.
He said, then you are my disciples and and you shall know the truth. Now, it ain't no maybe you can know it. It's not a might you know it. But this is the promise. If you continue in the word, ye shall know the truth. Why? Because the word is the truth.
Amen.
And you stick with what the word said. The word is the only thing that's going to stand throughout eternity. Everything else is going to pass away, but the word of God shall stand forever.
Amen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall again, make you free. We tend to interpret that make by saying set you free. And that's probably what's our problem is we've been set free, but kick back and get tangled up again.
Amen. Yep. Teach it, Pastor.
You stay in the word.
My Lord.
That's you'll true. Never be tangled up.
Uh-uh.
Right.
Because you're not going to be caught in any wrong.
That's right.
You're not going to be caught in anything that will hinder you. For the word stands throughout eternity.
Yes, it does.
It is the only truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is of God and it is God. And so he promised you that if you continue in his word, ye shall know the truth.
Truth. That's the truth.
You don't have to get nobody else's opinion.
Mm-mm.
You don't got to get nobody else's take on what it is.
Nobody else, my Lord.
You just go on what the word says.
Mm-hmm.
Straight.
And then that truth shall make you free.
Free, yes, it will.
You have nobody to point no fingers at you.
But see.
But it's not your word.
Mm-hmm.
It be the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. And you can't say that you told me to do that, you told me to do that, and then it didn't work. Mm-hmm. No, all I'm always going to tell you to do is to do the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Do the word. Speak mm-hmm. the word. Live the word.
My
be
Lord.
The word.
Mm-hmm.
And so they after him and saying, we are Abraham's seed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never in bondage.
My Lord.
To any man.
Mm. Any man.
Okay. Now we'll say that we ain't slaves. Slavery were over with when we were born.
Amen.
No, you still slave to sin.
Amen. Yep. That's right.
You were born a slave to sin.
That's right.
You were born in sin and shaped into a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you shall be made free. And I think you said that we shall be made free. We never been nobody's slave.
That's right.
And Jesus after them saying, verily, verily, I say unto you,
uh-huh.
Whosoever committed sin is the servant of mm-hmm. sin.
Amen.
Okay. If you sin, you're bound by that sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the only way we pay for it if you're living by the law is yourself.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
So the wages of sin is
he's death. Down.
Amen.
But if you live by grace,
uh-huh.
Jesus already died and paid for that sin.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Freed your pastor.
So he freed you from ever had to be punished for sin.
Glory be to God.
You've been made free.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. You won't give him the parole.
Uh-uh.
You were put on, you were pardoned.
Yes.
The record, white, clean.
Mm-hmm.
As if it never was there.
Mm-hmm.
It did never happen.
Yes.
Jesus pardoned us by yes. his blood and paid mm-hmm. for our sin.
Yes.
Now, if you're going to live by the law, that means you're going to have to pay for your sin.
That's my
true. You're going to have to die.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're living by the word and the grace,
mm-hmm.
you've been made free from dying ever again.
Yes, sir.
You shall live
mm-hmm.
and not die. And the servant abided not in the house
mm-mm.
forever, but the servant's son abided ever.
Amen.
So if you're a servant, you can't be able to stay there. That is, you are a servant to sin.
Mm-hmm.
You're to stay in the house of the Lord forever.
That's and, right.
But those are who have become sons of God.
Uh-huh.
Have been made free.
Free. Mm-hmm. Free indeed.
To live Lord. With him forever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were made free from our sin.
Yes, we were.
Sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he came into his own received us not. For the men that would and would, to them gave ye the power to become sons of God. Any sons out there?
Hallelujah.
Okay, I think I heard about three or four.
yes, God.
Let's try it again. Any sons out there?
Amen. Yeah,
amen. Yes. Glory be to God.
All right. So you become sons of God, and then you'll be able to live with him forever.
Yes, right.
Okay. I speak that which I have seen my Father, what Jesus said. And you did that which ye have seen with your Father.
Yes, right, my Lord. Okay.
So if you're not doing what Jesus said, then God is not your Father. Okay. And you're doing otherwise, then the devil's your Father. Because you're doing what your Father tells you to do. So Jesus said, love everybody. And you can't love them, then you're doing what the devil telling you to do.
Lord Jesus.
They asked him and said unto him, Abraham is our father. He said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you should do the works of Abraham.
Of Abraham, that's true.
Okay. So in other words, if you're God's children, then you'd be doing what God said do.
Amen.
But now if you seek to kill me, so you seek to kill him again, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father.
My Lord.
Then said them to him, Be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God.
Yes, yes.
Neither came I of myself, but he that sent me. And why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word, ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father. Ye will do. He said he was a murderer.
My Lord.
From the beginning. And abhorred not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him.
That's right, my Lord.
So you can't follow him.
At
least you shouldn't follow him.
Because
he's the author of the lie. He's the father of the lie.
Amen.
There's no truth in him.
No truth at all.
So it's not all right to hate somebody. It's not all right to not love them.
That's true.
It's not all right to love them from a long distance. It's not all right to love them and feed them with a long handle spoon. It's not all right to keep your distance from people.
That's right.
Okay. On the spiritual side. But you got to love everybody.
Everybody, my Lord.
And it's the love that you have. that will make you free.
Now
you have no how that love, you haven't been made free yet. You might have been set free in certain places. But the love of God will make you free in everything.
Everything. Shall we?
Every condition, every place, every situation. The love of God frees you up. All right. You have joy, joy, joy. 24/7.
Yes, sir.
The word of God frees you up. Not the word by evildoers.
That's true.
The word of God frees you up. That vengeance is the Lord, and he will get his pay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. You got the word. Realize that the sin is not done against you. It's done against God.
That's right.
Oh, you don't have no laws
for
nobody to obey.
The
law of God. So you broke, when you break them, you break God's law. And to him, we owe the deed.
That's right.
So, have you been made free?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Search ourselves.
Amen.
If you have been made free, get in the word and get free.
Yes.
When I say get in the word, I mean obey the word of God. And you shall be free.
Dear, my Lord. Amen. Praise God.
And may heaven smile upon you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. God. Yes, Lord.
Thank God for the word. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Right. Be bound mentally.
Praise the Lord.
But be free.
Praise God. All
right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I forget that. Saturday coming up is the 29th annual celebration of the Christian Education Department, Northwest B. And it's going to be done by Zoom. And starts at 11 o'clock, so it goes to about 12.
Thank you, Lord.
What day did you say that was, Pastor?
Saturday, 11 a.m. Christian Education, annual Christian Education of Northwest B. It's going to be done by Zoom at 11 a.m. And I've written a number down. Okay, I got it. If you want to participate, or not participate, but if you want to be a part of it, of this service, you need to call Mother Jean Whitfield. Her number is 919-440-8256. And she will send you the link for getting on the Zoom. Okay.
And that date was February 6th, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's sad to coming.
Right.
Okay. And next Sunday, this first Sunday, and we will try to do our first. We will do our first Holy Communion via Zoom. For those of you who go to the church to New York often by, there'll be some small bags in there like this, containing the cup and some wafer bread. You had to buy your own juice. Okay. Now you can pick it up, pick those up, get one packet for a person in your house that will be participating in the Holy Communion, and keep up with it because you got one for each Sunday, each first Sunday. Amen. So each first Sunday through November. Because we don't have it on first Sunday in December. Mm-hmm. Okay. And otherwise you can buy the juice and get some bread and we consecrate it all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you need to do that. And that's first Sunday. Hopefully the first Sunday each month until we're able to get back to the church, we'll be doing this. Okay. You got it?
Amen.
Amen.
And Pastor, also for those that are not local, you can also join in, but you just have to get whatever condiments, like say bread or crackers, and whatever juice that you have, and you can also join in. For those that are outside of the Goldsboro, North Carolina area.
Okay.
And others?
Yeah, Pastor, I would just like to say, if just so happened, I just went and bought a box. It's something how God worked. I just went and bought a box of that what you're talking about now with the cups and the crackers of juice from the Christian Soldier store yesterday. So if anybody need to buy something like that, they got the Christian Soldier store in boxes and stuff.
Okay. And
Christian Bible, you know, that is
I didn't get you.
On Cashwell Drive. Off Spence Avenue.
I think I'm hurting myself.
No announcement. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Now
unto him and grace to keep us and present us for the precious throne of God. May the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.